Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Rosalino of the Musician Social Club, and today's guest is right out of Royal Oak, Michigan here. He was nominated for two music awards in the Detroit area, one for America's Artist and the other for America's Songwriter. And he's going to come and talk to us pretty soon, and I'm going to give you a little taste of what he sounds like and play one of his songs, and one is Are You Waiting?
The time is right, I know. I follow where you go. When lonely expectations show me where to go.
Alisa?
Though some doubts appear, my motivation's clear. I need to have you closer. I long to have you near. I'm heading down the path with a message in my hand. I'm looking for your promise. I hope you'll understand. I'm waiting for your answer. My heart is contemplating. I'm almost to your house. Are you waiting? Full speed ahead. The wind is at my back. I look for the direction. The trees, I must be getting closer and weaker in the knees. I'm heading down the path with a message in my hand. I'm looking for your promise. I hope you'll understand. I'm waiting for your answer. My heart is contemplating. I'm almost to your house. You said you were concerned, and now I fear this whole affair has been turned. How can I know your doubt is real if you won't tell me how you feel? Surrender is a lesson to be learned. Summon for the courage I'm needing to break through. I hurry past the church, down and around the lane. The sky is nearly risen, the heavens start to rain. I'm heading down the path with a message in my hands. Looking for your promise, I hope you'll understand. Waiting for your answer, my heart is contemplating. Walking down your street, heavy on my feet. I'm almost to your house, are you waiting? I'm almost to your house.
Mark, you know, I know I'm going to say your name wrong. Reitinga? Is that how you say it?
It's pronounced Reitinga, but it's Reitinga, but it's a really hard one.
Well, Glad you could make it to the show. Sorry about that. You called in just as I was like going, oh no, where's he at? Oh, I better play a song. Everything is good. I talked to you on the phone. You've got so much energy. Your music is so full of energy. And I want you to talk about you for the next hour. I know you were awarded a couple, you know, awards in Detroit, the area, you know. I want to hear more about that.
Yeah,
the
Detroit
Music Awards and the Americana Artist and Songwriter.
Yeah, I was nominated for the award, so that's a pretty big honor. I didn't actually win the award, but it's something that I wanted to be nominated for a long time, and it's kind of a privilege that you're voted by your peers. The musicians in Detroit vote for that. So, like you said, one was for the best songwriter in Americana, and one was for best artist.
And that was in 2015. So you still got a chance this year, next year. I mean, it's never too late. I've seen your interview on, what was it, News 4? You were down at the Arts Beats and Eats? Or where were you playing then?
You know, the video you watched, the interview, was playing at the Northville Festival. It was a art and music festival put on by Ultimate Fun and Social Connection. And I played at Arts Beats and Eats, and then there's some videos of me playing there with Bobby East from the Reefer Men. So that's two festivals.
Okay. Well, you got to forgive me because I just got over the flu, and I've been taking vitamin C's and vitamins and trying to feel better. I fought it off, so, you know, it's good to take vitamins and vitamin C. So when did you start playing music?
You know, I played music I learned how to play the guitar when I was about 13, but I had kids in the schoolyard and on the bus tell me I had a good voice. So I was encouraged by other kids. I don't think I knew that I was a musician, and just kind of fell into it, if that makes any sense.
That's understandable. So your first instrument was the guitar, and you learned to play yourself, or you took lessons?
You know, it's a really neat story, actually. I play by ear, but I also took lessons from a guitar store in Northville called the Git Fiddler. And the neat thing is, one of my guitar teachers, his name is Neil, and I'm trying to think of his last name right now. It'll come to me in a minute. But he is Michigan State Troubadour. So if you ever look up State of Michigan, you know, State Bird and all that kind of stuff, he's Michigan's Troubadour. So I think that's kind of a neat distinction.
Well, I know you're in sales. What do you do for a living?
You know, I work for CNG Newspapers. It's a newspaper group that goes to about 20 communities in Detroit, and my beat is the Southfield area, so the paper I sell the ads into is the Southfield Sun, but I live in Royal Oak, so I get the Royal Oak Review, for instance.
So I really don't mind if you put in a plug for yourself. Go for it.
Well, I appreciate that. The website for the newspaper is CNG News. That's www.candgnews.com. And people that live in most of affluent Oakland County and Macomb County get that newspaper every week. And I just happen to sell advertising to the retailers that are in the Southfield area. So I'm kind of Mr. Southfield.
Well, that sounds good. Well, anyway, let's get back to the music thing. You've written songs. I'm like behind you in Reverb Nation. You've put so much work and in effort into your music. I know we can't really go by what Reverb Nation says. You know, you've been playing out. You do quite a few events. Do you have any events coming up that, you know, where people can see you live? You're more of a live entertainer. You have that energy and just, you know, it just kind of draws people into it. I know when I was talking to you, I was like, wow, it's like, this is great. I got so much energy. I feel so alive. And I had to calm down and, you know, just for a moment. And the energy is like, that's what draws people to people, is good, positive energy, and you have that around you. Do you have any events coming up that people can look forward to seeing you?
I just don't have any this week. In fact, I'm going to grab my calendar. In most given months, I perform at the Royal Oak Farmers Market. There's a food truck rally every second Wednesday of the month, so I will be playing there in November. that second Wednesday, and there's lots of neat families and kids that attend that event. I have a couple of gigs coming up at the Wine by the Bottle companies. They're wine stores in Royal Oak, Auburn Hills, and Shelby Township. I went to grab my calendar from the car. those are the most upcoming. I'll just give you those dates if you don't mind.
Okay. We got to remember this is a 2016 year show. So, but also, there's a couple callers. I don't know if they're calling just to listen to the show, if they'd like to talk.
I talked to some friends, so that, it could be them.
Well, let's cue them in and see what they got to say.
Are you calling?
Hi, everybody. How are you? You can all talk at one time. Go ahead.
Out here.
We can
Oh, you're just calling because he told you to, really?
It's Brooke and Adam.
Is that Brooke and Adam?
Yeah, Brooke and Adam.
Hey, hi, guys.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Is everybody talking here at one time? I'm not exactly sure.
Dave Ribello is there, too.
Oh, Dave
These
Ribello.
Are three of my coworkers.
I have to tell you, though, I might be a coworker, but I've seen Mark on several different occasions. This guy's one of the best performers that I've seen in Metropolitan Detroit. I've seen him play at the St. Clair Shores a few times, the St. Clair Shores Aqua Freeze Fest. I've gone out to see some of his shows, and Mark is he's a great entertainer, and he does a lot of great music. He's got some great originals, and he gets the crowd involved. And I think that's the strong point that Mark has going for him, is any show I've ever seen him, the crowd is engaged and the crowd is involved, and Mark does a great job. And I don't know, Mark, are you going to be able to play something live today on the radio? I'm not sure what you do here.
You know, I don't know, Dave. I wasn't asked to do that, but I could. I do have a guitar, so let me know.
Well,
I just queued in another caller. Go ahead. Your last four numbers is 7191.
This is Adam.
Hello.
What's up, Dave, Mark? Hello.
Adam.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
It's another coworker from work.
We heard Mark was going to be on, and Mark is one of the best there is in Metropolitan Detroit as far as entertainment goes, and I've told him that on several different occasions, and I wish he would get more mainstream radio play. I really do, because this guy's good, and he's one of the best ones. I'm not sure exactly what the poll is, but I've seen the poll a few different times, and Mark has been at the top. Pretty consistent.
There's no doubt about that.
You guys are like really good friends. I mean, that's awesome that you're calling in and saying such good things about your coworker. But, you know, you guys can talk to him anytime, so it's my turn to talk to him. So what I'm going to do, I'm just playing. It was like the other guy that started talking about, you know, all the things that he did and blah, blah, blah. I said, wow, he does a better interview than I do. It's like, hey, let me hook you up. But besides all that.
Oh, no. We just, you know, we're music fans.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I can feel the energy when I'm around him. Just like I said, I'm trying to get over this little flu. My head is, my forehead's still a little hot and my throat's a little sore, but I'm still good. But I'm going to play another one of his songs. And which one would you like me to play?
You know, I love
can
what
I
you
pick?
Said, Are You Waiting First? Another one that I like would be either See It in Your Smile or Your Voice Rings. So either one of those would be good.
Okay, let's do See It in Your Smile, because I really like that one.
Okay.
Here it is.
All right, great.
Thank you. little head. There's something going on inside your mind. There's something going on. Was it something that I said? There's something in the waves we left behind. So go ahead and do what you want. Go ahead and take what you need. Go ahead and say what you like. That's alright. Go ahead, it's all in your mind. Go ahead and leave it behind. Go ahead and cover it up. I'm not blind. Pretty little face. There's something going on behind your eyes. There's something going on. Was it something that I said? There's something in the way. And warning cries. So go ahead and do what you want. Go ahead and take what you need. Go ahead and say what you like. That's alright. Go ahead, it's all in your mind. Go ahead and leave it behind. Go ahead and cover it up. I'm not blind. I see it in your smile. I see it in your smile. I see it in your smile. Cause nowadays you cannot seem to find a better chance for peace of mind. Everybody better run and hide when the danger comes around. Everybody's trying to figure out the truth that's being tossed about. Everything's not always as it seems. I see it in your smile. I see it in your smile. I see it in your...
Who's playing with you? The band members, or how are you making this music?
You know, it's funny. It's varied on some of the songs that you played. The two you played so far were done at Steve Adams' his studio in Mount Clemens. He's my traditional drummer that performs with me the most, and varying players are playing in those songs. Rick Madel, he's a jazz virtuoso. Is playing in both of those songs. I think Pete Peltier might be playing bass guitar. He plays in the Regular Boys and Main Street Soul. And a couple of people on panel, and I apologize, I didn't know him personally, so he was brought in to kind of lay it down. But the first two songs, those are the musicians of note.
How long have you been playing around the metro area, Detroit area?
You know, for a long time. In fact, my first gig was when I was 18 at a place called the South Lyon Hotel. That's a long time ago. So that was in the 1980s. So just to give you an idea, I've been around the circuit a long time, and the South Lyon Hotel is still around. So it's been quite a journey.
Now, some of your music is Christian based. Did you start like in churches and branch out?
I would definitely say that's true. I played a lot of music in my teenage years for the kids at Ward Presbyterian Church in Northville. I used to lead a lot of the worship songs, and I've always gravitated to, you know, Christian rock as well as regular top 40 rock. So I have a pretty big musical vocabulary and know lots of worship songs. So I'm, I guess, just a natural for playing with, for kids and playing in church, that kind of stuff.
I hope I don't lose my voice, my throat. You got to
forgive
me.
No, do that.
And
do
there's
that.
No way that you can
you
mess
take a
up
drink,
the show.
A drink.
I mean, it's like, you know, it just, this is all just kind of like, you know, play by ear, you know, natural. It's just like we're talking on the phone. So there's no reason
to
even worry
club,
about
right?
Yeah, it's,
right.
You know, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? And
yeah, right.
Who
right.
are you and how can
yeah.
we hear from you again?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to cue everybody back in because those guys sound so fun to talk to. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, we are fun to talk to. We're even funner to be around. But I wanted to add something to Mark is a pretty humble guy when it comes to his music. And I've heard some of his spiritual stuff. And I have quite often said to him, Mark, if you turn some of the spiritual stuff and maybe turned it into more mainstream lyrics instead of, you know, some of this more spiritual stuff. I think Mark could actually rack up a couple local hits. That's
I agree
my
with
opinion
that.
Of it. And,
you know, what's funny is like Aretha Franklin, I'm going to use her as an example. She started off in church gospel. And her music was like high energy, you know, praising the Lord kind of thing. But when she got into like the, you know, there's a word for it. I can't think of it right now, where people write music to please the crowds. Her tone came down, you know, that energy level came down. And a lot of weird things happened in her life. But I'm not suggesting for him to not try other things. But that high energy, that spiritual, I mean, you can feel the, I mean, it would be
you
nice.
Feel
if
his emotion.
Public,
yeah.
The public would change instead of him having to change. Do you see what I'm saying?
That would be great.
To write music
I
to please other
saying.
People
totally
just isn't kind of the idea of writing music. You see what I'm saying? He's writing what he likes to play and what he enjoys.
Yes.
You know, I'm not... I mean, he can do whatever he wants. I'm just making that as an example. But and I hear a lady. Who's the lady
heard,
in the background?
Yeah. Hey, Mark. Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
How are you?
How are you?
Hey.
Good.
Really good. Yeah, no, I'm just saying on the lines of that, like I know you play a lot of Christian music, but I mean, I feel like you play out of emotion. You have just a raw, natural talent. I mean, like you said, it's energy, but it's all nothing but positive, you know. It's
right.
Just, he's played at a wine party, I've heard him. And, I mean, he can just, like, light up a room. I mean, people, you know, just, like, you can start dancing to it. And I saw him at a yoga event. And it was a Christmas theme bass, so he did play Christian-based music for that event. He's actually doing another one through my yoga, like a yoga studio that I go to. So
he's nice
just so giving, and he's just a really talented, raw talent.
I love your positive energy. Today's music is so... I'm not saying all music. There's a lot of good musicians out there. But it's like the public has kind of like lost touch with the old values of lyrics and family values and, you know what I'm saying? So when I hear musicians like these are the people I like having on the show and getting the exposure because, you know, you've worked all your life in music. You have that great energy. Kids can watch you. You know what I mean? There's no embarrassment or... You know, I mean, it's good fun. You know, good fun is good fun, you know. Boy, it's like I feel I'm like this fever is like hitting me here.
I was going to say the thing about what that young lady was talking about, Brooke, is, you know, Mark is, I've heard of him playing to smaller groups, you know, 5, 10 people. Then I've seen him play
to hundreds of people. So he's a very well-rounded musician and solid.
Well, his songs are really good. I mean, they've got meaning. It's a good uplifting beat, and I'm going to play another one of them. You want to hear Your Voice Rings?
I like that one a lot. It's a good one.
Okay, here it is.
The girl talks crazy, and the story she said, and she spends my money. Your voice rings through my head, mama. Your voice rings through my head. She gets up early, and she jumps out of bed. She's in love with the morning. Your voice rings through my head, mama. Your voice rings through my head. You are always paying for those lonely games you're playing. You are always saying that you'll change. You are always staying in those lonely places playing. You are always weighing your exchange. So strange. I said, hey, well, I'm listening. Your voice is through my head, mama. Your voice is through my head. I'm whistling. Your voice rings through my head, mama. Your voice rings through my head. Your voice rings through my head. She's so moody. Here's our shed. She's just like the weather. My head, mama, your voice is in my head. She gets so froggy, and she jumps out of bed, cause she's in love with the morning. Your voice is in my head, mama, your voice is in my head. You are always begging for those lonely games you're playing. You are always saying that you change. You are always staying in those quiet places praying. You are always weighing your exchange. It's so strange. I said, hey, well, I'm listening. Your voice rings through my head, mama. Your voice rings through my head. Hey, well, I'm whistling. Your voice rings through my head, mama. Your voice rings through my head. Your voice rings through my head. Hey, voice rings through my head, yeah, now. Hey, voice rings through my head. Hey, your voice rings through my head, yeah, now. Hey, your voice rings through my head.
Well, Mark, that was really nice. I got a question for you. If you could do anything in the world, play anywhere or record with whomever, what would you want to do?
I think really it would be the first thing. I'd like to travel and play. I think it'd be exciting to go to other countries and other cities I haven't been to and share music with them. It wouldn't even have to be for lots of money. You know, it's fun to play for a crowd that wants to listen to the music, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. I was listening to your music, and somehow or another Hollywood just popped through my brain, and I could see your music like in a movie. You know how they used to, like in the 80s, a lot of the music fit the stories and stuff like that. I could see your songs going along with a really nice family movie. You know, I mean, would you kind of like something like that? I mean,
absolutely. In fact, I have a song that I didn't send you. I couldn't find the MP3, but it's called Straight to Your Heart. Actually, my brother wrote that song, and I've had a lot of people comment and say that they think it sounds like it could have been in a rom-com or a romantic comedy, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have that clean sound, which is very good. I mean, we don't get a lot of clean songs these days. Are you working on any new material?
You know, it's funny. I am. In fact, I've written two new songs in the last couple weeks, and they're both for a church. They're both because I play in the worship band at New City Presbyterian, where I go here in Royal Oak. I've written a couple songs that hopefully will be used in the church service. So those are the last two. One is about the Beatitudes, and another one is kind of a song about the election called We Are Citizens of Heaven. So I'm pretty excited about those two songs.
Now, I remember back years ago, Christian music was a big moneymaker. There was some, I can't remember, Amy, what was her name?
Amy Grant.
Yeah, she did really well in Christian music, and a lot of people like Christian music and listen to it, you know, on a regular basis. So, I mean, there's big money. If you compare, like, artists, it was like at one point, who was that woman that won the talent thing in America's Got Talent? She was a seamstress from England.
Carrie Underwood? Oh, you're talking about the lady from England. Susan Boyle?
Yeah. She had that beautiful operatic voice that just blew everybody away. And she was making more money than Lady Gaga. I can't remember her name, but literally they compared how much, but she couldn't take the fame. It was like too overwhelming for her. So she like almost had a nervous breakdown. She was like, oh my God, overwhelmed by it. But at one point she was compared with Lady Gaga. She was making more money. So, you know, a lot of people want to hear that clean sound. They want to hear, you know, pure sounds. They want that energy. They want, you know, I don't even want to, for some reason they want a good president. I don't know where that came from, but they just kind of threw, I got to throw it out there because it went through my brain. It's like, look, that ain't going to happen. Well, besides the politics thing, I'm going to bring your callers back in and see if they got anything to say about that. Don't bring up the politics, guys. I've had enough of politics. Let's talk good music.
Hey, Mark, it's Adam. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, I do want to say a comment. One of the best experiences with Mark I ever had, I think I talk this about all the time. We went up north last year to Traverse City, and he was just singing downtown Traverse City with his guitar. You know, he's going walking down the street and down Main Street, you know, and he's just singing Christmas carol songs and all kinds of different music. And people are just, you know, watching him and then enjoying his, you know, his music and his energy and his smile. And we're just, you know, being some fun guys, you know. And I think it was later that night after we already went to, I think it was Jolly Pumpkin. And I'll tell you a story about Jolly Pumpkin. This guy goes, weren't you singing like 7 hours ago down Main Street? This guy walked in, saw us. He's like, I think you were singing. And he's like, wow, that was great. And he remembered like 7 hours later, you know. And then obviously the best story is when you're in Jolly Pumpkin, we're watching the Michigan State, Ohio State game. And, you know, he goes out in his guitar, out in his car, and gets his guitar after we've sat there for 3 hours or 2 hours, and starts playing, and the whole bar restaurant just got into his music and thought it was just great as entertainment. They thought actually they hired entertainment for the place, and he's singing and everybody's just, you know, really enjoying it. And he's walking around like, you know, he's actually been hired, and he was just doing it for fun and watching people, you know, actually his enjoyment was watching people enjoy his music. And that was just, I tell you, it was one of my best experiences of my life. I just, you know, dream about it all the time. It was really cool.
Thanks, Adam.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. So I just wanted to,
well, Mark,
you know,
I
make sure
people say, I was hoping Mark would say that he wanted to play with Brian Wilson at some point, but he didn't say that.
I'd love to play with Brian Wilson.
I don't know if you do this on your show, but Mark, if Mark had his guitar there, you know, I know one of his trademark songs, it may be too long to do on your show, and that, Mark, you know what I'm going to say. It's probably your best.
You talking about Hallelujah?
Yeah,
well,
that's a great song.
Oh, that's awesome.
If you can play it, go for it.
Why don't I just play a couple verses so I won't overdo it? But it's a song that seems to get a lot of play, and people like it. So. I'm just going to play it acoustically, okay? All right, here we go.
Go for it.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor falls and the major left. The baffled king can go sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, maybe there's a God above. All I've ever learned from love is how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not something you'll cry at night, not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Awesome.
Mark, I thought maybe you could slide into
a verse of American Pie and give me your most here.
Because I'm going to tell you something. He knocks it out of the park on this one. This may be his signature type of pop song remake or something of somebody else's tune, but he can kill this one because I've heard him do this and the crowd just jumps right in there and they love it. Can you do it?
Can I do another one, Lisa?
Go for it. I'm enjoying it. I'm just sitting here with a smile on my face. I'm fine.
Well,
thank you so much.
Mark is Mark's a
home run. Are you ready, Dave? Here you go. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? 'Cause I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off the shoes. Man, I kicked those rhythm and blue. Wish it was a gonna teenage rocking buck with a pink carnation in a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck. Okay. Music died. All right, everybody sing. Here we go. They were singing,
I'm doing that with a sore throat. Come on, that's not fair.
Hey, nice job.
That was great.
Lisa. Good job.
Hey, I hope when we play this back that it's you're the first musician that's ever played live on the show. I've always been afraid to do that because of the sound quality. I'm curious,
sure,
how
sure.
You just have your phone in front of your guitar? What are you doing there?
I just had my phone bent over so that it could kind of sing to it, and then had the guitar close to it. So it was just very raw. And I think that's my charm. I think I'm one of the best musicians you'll see raw, where it's just me in a living room, you know, with no amplification.
Absolutely.
I can just replicate tunes. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's why I brought up the whole thing in Traverse City, because you were just raw inside a restaurant and everybody's dancing, you know, singing and cheering and having a great old time. But this guy, it just came out of nowhere, out of, you know, Royal Oak, Michigan, up to Traverse City, and he sang.
I mean, he can just sit there and play in his car. He's just any. He can
we
play
really
anywhere.
Wish we had some contacts up there in Traverse City, because
no,
Mark
that would
be playing at that Cherry Festival up there, but we don't know anybody up there.
Well, I know when I was listening to Gospel, I was ready. Like, if he was playing every week at a church, I would go to church every week. You know, you're bringing me back to church. I go to church every once in a while, I admit it, but I have a hard time sitting because I have a bad back, so it's, like, really hard for me to sit for an hour, but that's a total different story in itself. But I love your music. I love your energy. You know, you still have that spiritual connection with God, and I always called God my silent partner, you know, because it's kind of like that's how I get people on the show. It's like I feel like I'm being led to them, you know, and then just magic happens, and people start talking and sharing, and you know, they get their music out there, and look at the energy, and everybody's in a great mood just talking right now. I mean, just tell me that there's not something more spiritual above us that, you know, guides us, and music to go with that feeling, you know, to say thank you is just totally awesome.
Well,
I don't think I could
Christian music.
Better.
Huh?
I should have kicked around with Mark a little bit.
Hello?
She's completely right. I was trying to kid around with Mark a little bit. I just, you know, the only thing that separates you and maybe a guy like Daryl Hall is Daryl's got a manager. That's all. Because I think
it's hard to find honest people these days. People promise you the world. You know, you just have to be very careful. You know, get yourself a good music attorney. You know, don't push yourself into anything. You know, shop around. If you really wanted to do something, you know what I mean, you can put that effort and find the people. Not everybody comes to you because there's millions of musicians these days, literally. You know,
I think Mark already has it all. Like, he really already has it all together. It's just, I mean, he plays out of his heart and his gratitude. And I mean, he's
manager, it's a total different story. I mean, it's like full time musician. You know, it's not like he would be able to do sales and do music at the same time. You know, even these people that plug themselves, they drop the jobs, they go, okay, I've got a manager, I'm going to tour, that's it, that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to go city to city to city, and that's what they do. I mean, that's what a real serious musician does. You know, they don't.
Absolutely.
So I'm just making a comment from watching people and people that I know. I mean, it's his life. He can do whatever he wants to do. You know, I'm not insulting him in any way. You know, of course, I wouldn't do that to anybody. But it just, that's what people do. You know, that's how they make their money.
Last person that was on my show,
he told me he doesn't do a show under $5,000. You know, so that's him.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so,
yeah.
But he gets paid for it. He's actually played for Hillary Clinton a couple times, or the Clintons,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's where he's like so humble about it. Mark is very humble. You know, Dave said that too. It's just he plays for the joy of people, you know, and, you know, money does make a difference, but I mean, I think he's making such a big difference otherwise, for sure.
Well, that's it's totally up. We got a new caller.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hello, from area code
313-0056.
Hey, how's it going? Four numbers. You can say hi.
How's it going,
Are you
Mark?
Trying to? Hello.
How you doing, buddy? How you doing?
Who is this? Good, who is this?
This is Derek Ray. Hey, Mark.
Derek Ray. Good.
What's going on,
good,
brother?
How you doing, Derek? Have you been listening to the show?
Hey, I've been just sitting back listening to the show, really enjoying it, and felt inspired to call in.
I would love Mark for you to share a personal story, Derek.
Oh my gosh, there's too many stories, Mark. I've known Mark for over 40 years now. And there's a question that I've never really asked you, Mark, that I want to ask you that I think maybe some listeners would be interested in. Who would you say your favorite artist is? I actually have two questions. One being, who would you say your favorite artist is, first off, or artist? So it might be more than one. So go. I'll have you answer that one, and then I've got to follow
is that
up.
You want to say both questions, or should I answer that one first, Derek?
No, go ahead and answer that one first, and then I've got to follow up.
Yeah, it's a trick. It's kind of a trick answer. My very favorite songwriter and performer is Rich Mullins, and Rich Mullins is a Christian artist, and I went to see him in about 1992 or 93, and he just blew me away, just his ability to sing and play 5-6 instruments and write just fantastic songs that are all about God is just, I couldn't believe it. So that, and you know, of course the second would be like Paul Simon or Paul McCartney. So,
okay.
The answer actually is Rich Mullins. Yeah. And what's the other question?
Yeah. It's funny because I've known you for so long, but I've never asked you that. The second question, the answer might be one and the same, but who do you feel has influenced your music the most?
I would have to say the person on my guitar that's influenced me the most is James Taylor. So if you listen to some of my songs, there's a lot of licks that are similar to James Taylor. I practiced him for many years. So I think that would be the answer.
Gotcha. That makes total sense because I've heard you do James Taylor, and you always knock it out of the park. So that makes sense. But I never knew who your favorite artist would be, but Rich Mullins is that makes sense as well. I've seen Rich Mullins live in concert, and he is truly amazing, as are you, Mark. So
just wanted to
call in and say hi and let you know I'm listening to the show and ask you a couple questions that I thought maybe some other listeners might be interested in hearing the answers to. But love you, bro, and I'm going to continue to listen to the show, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, I love you back. Thank you.
All right, talk to you, bud.
Dinner.
I like your friends. They're making my job here very easy. they're helping with the questions. It's like, I would have gotten to that, but that's okay. You know, anybody's welcome to call in. And, you know, there's no attitudes here. So, Mark, would you like me to play another song?
I love this.
Sorry. Or what would you like to do?
Awesome.
We've only got like 12 more minutes left of the show. So the last 12 minutes, it's all yours. What would you like to tell everybody?
You know, one thing, you asked me a question, and I'd like to just answer it real quick. Just some of my upcoming gigs, I'm playing Wednesday, November 9th at the Royal Oak Farmers Market for the food truck rally. I'm playing Thursday, 11/17 with my band at a place in Strata, in Royal Oak called Strata on Main Street. And then I'm playing Friday, 11/25 at the Auburn Hills Wine by the Bottle, Michigan Wine by the Bottle. So I didn't have that information for you earlier. And just in case somebody would like to come watch me, that's my November gig so far.
Okay, now everybody's going to have to share the show page on their Facebook and all their social medias to get the word out and say, hey, listen to the show, listen to this guy. You know, we've got to help him out. He's given everybody this gift that he's got, you know, through his music, and we need to give back. And we got another caller from the 734 area code. Your last four numbers is 1432.
Great.
Hello. You can say hi,
hey,
to
Mark.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey. You remember when you played Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley that one time? That was awesome. This is Mark's brother.
Is this Chris Farley?
I just had to.
Do I know this person?
In. You do. You know me intimately.
Well,
yeah,
my brother
got
Mike,
some
by
stuff
the way.
On the internet too. I mean, you got your website. And, you know, what's your website?
Yeah.
And stuff, so
let me
get
share
that,
Dave. My website is markreitenga.com. My last name is spelled R-E-I-T-E-N-G-A. I'm featured prominently on Reverb Nation. So it's ReverbNation.com and then /Mark Reitinga. I have a Facebook page. I really would love anyone to friend me or like my Facebook music page. And those are the primary ways that I kind of get my music out these days.
Okay. That's okay. No, I'm fine. My throat is killing me. You guys are helping me a lot.
Seriously,
you can ask the next few questions. We still got 9 minutes left. Anybody else want to add anything? You know, bring anything up to Mike or Mark or talk to him about or whatever. Go for it.
What do you think of country music?
What do I think of country music? You know, I like some of it. I like the traditional country the best, the old Marty Robbins and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. I wouldn't say I'm a devotee, but it's definitely part of music I love, by the Eagles and that old 1970s kind of country and southern rock. So I would say it's one of the greats. It's just maybe not my favorite of the top five, maybe.
What do you think of synthesized music?
Yeah, not a big fan.
Mark, one question I don't think I ever asked you, and that was, how did you start, why did you pick a guitar up in the first place? I mean, how did that happen?
You know, that's a great question, Dave. In fact, my mom encouraged me to go and buy the guitar from the guy across the street in my condo complex, and he sold it to me for $1. I think she probably brokered the deal with him, knowing that she wanted me to start playing guitar to kind of accompany my voice. So I bought it. It was a really junky guitar, barely good enough to literally do a lesson with. But then when I started to actually show that I had some knack for it, my mom and dad bought me another guitar. So that's kind of how I got into guitar play.
Okay. Because I was reading sort of a story about Elvis Presley, and they went to the hardware store and with his mother, and they were going to pick out, I believe it was a bicycle. They went for a bicycle, and they ended up buying a guitar when he was like 8 years old. And who would have ever thought would have happened after that? But it was a sort of the same thing as mom got him to, mom took him to the hardware store in Tupelo.
Great story, Dave.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a question for you, and I don't know if you covered this earlier. I haven't been able to hear the whole show. But what is your songwriting method? Like, do you come up with lyrics first? Do you come up with music first? Do you do it, like, together? Like, what is your process?
You know, that's a great question. In fact, the most recent song I wrote, that Christian song, I actually wrote the entire song in my head without playing a guitar. I wrote the melody and the words on a computer. I was inspired at church. No, I was inspired at Bible study by a phrase from Philippians, the citizenship in heaven. And then I just started writing it as I was driving, and I laid the chords down in 5 minutes. So literally, I had already written the melody in my head. So it is amazing that sometimes you'll write the chord structure first, but lately I write the words and then add melody to it. So that's an excellent question.
Okay.
That's actually a good question.
Interesting how everybody does it a little different.
Yeah. It's usually the way I write songs, it's like I hear the music first, and then I put words to the music that I hear. And then, like, lately I've been thinking about, like, making, you know, writing words and then trying to put music to the words instead. It's a totally different concept. Everybody has their own way of writing music. So that's pretty interesting. We have less than 6 minutes left for the show. If you'd like me to end it with a song, I can do it that way. Is there any song you'd like to hear?
Play? I like the ones that you have. I think I might have emailed you maybe The Devil's Train or Be Good or I think either of those would be good.
Well, guess what? Those are the only two that I didn't upload. How about sorry about that. How about Untamed Love?
Great. That's people like that song. That's a great song.
Great. And before I start playing that, I want to thank everybody for calling in and helping with the show. And you really made this a really good experience for all of us with the good questions and the high energy and, you know, the support. That's really awesome. You got, like, really good friends there. And, Mark, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. One of these days I'm going to try to come and see you. My car, it's a long, another story, me and my stories with my problems, but besides all that, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and I wish you the best in whatever you choose to do with your life and your music, and I'm going to play Untamed Love. Here it is.
Thanks a lot.
Untamed love is so untouched.